This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. Islamic State West African province said in an audio recording heard by Reuters Sunday that Abubakar Shekau, leader of a rival Nigerian militant Islamist group, Boko Haram, is dead. He died around May 18th after detonating an explosive device when he was pursued by ISWAP fighters following a battle. A person purporting to be an ISWAP leader said on the audio recording. Two people familiar with the incident told Reuters the voice on the recording was that of the leader. Some analysts believe that Shekau's death could lead to the end of a violent rivalry between the two groups, enabling Islamic State West African province to absorb Boko Haram fighters and consolidate its hold on territory in northeastern Nigeria. U.S. Vice President Kamala Harris departed Joint Base Andrews for the second time Sunday after a technical issue forced her first flight to return. Harris is in Guatemala, the first part of a three-day trip, which marks her first overseas trip since becoming vice president. She left the airbase for the first time earlier in the day, an hour after departure. A spokesperson, Simone Sanders, said the plane had to return due to a technical issue. Vice president switched planes, and there was no major safety concern. Harris is expected to focus on economic development, climate, and food insecurity and women's issues. Pope Francis has expressed pain over the discovery in Canada, the remains of 215 residential school students, and urged church and political authorities to work together to shed light on the shocking development, but he did not offer the apology sought by the Canadian Prime Minister. Francis on Sunday called on political and church authorities to shed light on what happened and to foster healing. This is VOA News. British Health Minister Matt Hancock said Sunday that the UK would delay fully lifting COVID-19 lockdown restrictions on June 21st if the data suggested it. Last week, the Prime Minister Boris Johnson said he could see nothing in the data that would derail the plan to end the lockdown restrictions, although caution was needed. Britain's overall death toll from the pandemic still stands at nearly 128,000. And it's in the sixth highest in the world, according to Johns Hopkins University data. Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu opponents met in Tel Aviv on Sunday, hoping to head off any last-minute attempts to derail their newly announced coalition government for Israel. The opposition leader, Yair Lapid, and his main coalition partner, Naftali Bennett, declared they had reached a deal to form a new government and muster a majority in the 120-member parliament last Wednesday. Coalition consists of eight parties from across the political spectrum with little in common except the shared goal of toppling Netanyahu after his record-setting 12 years in power. The alliance includes hardliners previously allied with Netanyahu as well as center-left parties and even an Arab faction, which is a first in Israeli politics. Meghan, Britain's Duchess of Sussex, has given birth to her second child, a baby girl, whom she and husband Prince Harry have named after Queen Elizabeth and his late mother, Princess Diana. Lilibet Lily Diana Mountbatten-Windsor was born on Friday at the Santa Barbara Cottage Hospital in California with Harry in attendance. The birth follows a tumultuous year for the couple, who have stepped down from royal duties and moved to the United States to live more independent lives. And recapping our top story, at least one of the top stories, U.S. Vice President Kamala Harris did, in fact, depart Joint Air Base Andrews for the second time Sunday after a technical issue forced her first flight to return. She's in Guatemala. It's a first of a three-day trip, marking her first overseas trip since becoming vice president. Harris is expected to focus on an economic development plan, climate and food insecurity, as well as women's issues, according to White House officials. She arrived in Guatemala Sunday and will fly to Mexico on June 8th, where she'll spend the day. There is more at voanews.com. Again, that is voanews.com. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil of VOA News.